The Pontifical Institute for Sacred Music may be less than 100 years old, but its history is already a rich and fascinating one. It was founded by the first pope of the 20th century, St. Pius X, in 1910, and it is currently situated just up the hill from the Vatican in the Benedictine Abbey of St. Girolo Modelerbe. However, it still retains its former location attached to the Church of St. Augustine in the heart of Rome, which boasts an impressive 19th century Mazzoni organ. The Institute comes under the auspices of the Vatican's Congregation for Catholic Education, and its main aim is to nurture students from around the world in the different disciplines of sacred music. On his visit to the Institute, Pope Benedict, noted for his love of music, said sacred music excels above other art forms.
Costituisce un tesoro di inestimabile valore che eccelle tra le altre espressioni dell'arte.
It was a reference to the Second Vatican Council, which also affirmed that sacred music constitutes a treasury of incalculable value. He also underlined the profound way sacred music has the power to move and penetrate hearts.
L'efficacia del canto e della musica sacra per muovere i cuori.
This Centre of Musical Study has had a succession of distinguished teachers, which continues to this day. And with that in mind, the Pope expressed his thanks to the Institute's Grand Chancellor, Cardinal Zenon Gokulewski, for his warm welcome and paid tribute to the Institute's academic staff. The current Vice Dean and renowned pianist, Maestro Antonio Sardi d'Aletto, teaches piano at the Institute and talked about some of the musical traditions there.
In our Institute, we had a very important master in the 30s. Raffaele Manari had a very important school of organists. And so we can say the Pontifical Institute started mainly with organ. Some traditions are very close to the liturgy. The Gregorian chant is so linked with the spirituality.
In summing up the importance of liturgical sacred music, Pope Benedict drew on the observations of his predecessor, Pope John Paul II, who said that today, like always, there are three features that distinguish it: its sanctity, its true art, and its universality. I'm Lydia O'Kane.